Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The great Jesse Rogers covers baseball for ESPN and with a specific look at the White Sox and the Cubs, and he joins us courtesy of the Uma Guest Line. Hi, Jesse. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
Yeah, good to be with you guys. Good afternoon or morning, I guess, out there. I'm back in Chicago.
Right on.
I just finished my stint with the WBC and over at spring training, so I'm back home for a few days.
Very cool. So you were in Arizona for a while. Just give us your wrap on this, and we'll get into some baseball things in a minute, but just your wrap on the WBC.
Yeah, it was quite amazing to be around that team. I hadn't covered it before, and, you know, I've covered All-Star games before, and like a moment I'm like, okay, well, this is just like being around an All-Star team, but it really isn't, because first of all, they're there for 2 weeks, right? They're not there for 24 hours. And here's the biggest thing. They're working towards a meaningful outcome, right? These are meaningful workouts that they're involved in, not just exhibitions. So as I watch Team USA really the first few days get together and then see them work at their craft and then play those first round games in Phoenix, it really sunk in what I was seeing, the best players in the world working at the top of their game, just watching Mookie Betts, for example, take ground balls, not outfield fly balls, ground balls, with Tim Anderson working double plays. Both of those guys hadn't played second base before, and then we see Tim Anderson play a lot of it in second. So it turned out to be a great tournament. It turned out to be great to be around Team USA and watch them work with a purpose. And this thing has certainly grown to a point where, you know, maybe they have to discuss other times of the year to play it or something. You know, maybe there's more discussion to be had in order to really get the greatest players around the world to play it. We saw most of them, a lot of them play, but not all of them. And of course, it was a great ending anyway, Ohtani and Trout. So this thing really was a success for Major League Baseball.
Without a doubt. And Jesse, you mentioned Tim Anderson. I mean, you know what a great athlete he is, but to be asked to go play second base, I mean, you see guys that play in the infield, go out to play the outfield and make that conversion a lot. Mookie has played some second base in his life, but Anderson, his hand-eye coordination, he had the one that kind of floated over his head and like a wide receiver in a nine route, he dropped it. But his hands going on the other side of the bag, the play where the ball was in the dirt and he was able to glove it and tag out the runner on at second base. Mm-hmm. So now, and we are going to see the White Sox, the Giants open at Yankee Stadium in a week. And then the second series will be the White Sox, on the back end of that first road trip. When he goes back to the White Sox, Jesse, is there any thought of playing him some at second base?
Yeah, eventually. Look, Elvis Andrews was re-signed, and the funny thing is Elvis has never played second either. So he's been asked to play second now, but he's really a regular shortstop and was pretty darn good filling in for Anderson last year. So it's a very good question. I think we have to let this thing play out. This is an all-star who 2 years ago had a really good deep defensive year. I'm talking about Tim Anderson at short. But maybe the wear and tear on him would be better at second. Maybe Elvis would be better at short. I actually don't think he can go wrong either way. Andrews has looked good this spring at second. So it's giving something for the White Sox to think about. When one of them needs a rest, maybe you could slide the other one over. I don't think it's necessarily going to happen right away. But if maybe Tim Anderson's going to be with the White Sox long term, maybe second would be better for him. He did not have a good year defensively last year at short. So I think all these things are something to think about. I will say Anderson, in my opinion, probably gained the most out of being at that WBC than anyone. I just think like he was one level below the Trouts and the Betts of the world, and he got to see them work. And even as good of a hitter as he was or is, I still think he needed to see those guys go about their business. And I think he's going to come back to White Sox with renewed sort of confidence, because it's taken a hit the last couple of years, some injuries, some other things. But for now, he'll be the shortstop. But, man, he has hit 300 4 years in a row. I don't think many people in baseball realize that. That's pretty damn good in this day and age. And he even did it with an injury-prone season last year. So I think either way, this is going to be a good thing for Tim Anderson.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
The great Jesse Rogers joining us, covers baseball for ESPN and does a tremendous job at Jesse Rogers ESPN. Kyle Schwarber hit that second home run to pull it to win in 3-2 late in that game last night. If memory serves, didn't the Cubs just say no thanks? I mean, I know he's bounced around after that, but didn't the Cubs just not offer him a contract?
Yeah, after 2020, as the pandemic hit, the Cubs started cutting costs in a big way. Remember, they traded Darvish to one of your rivals there for almost nothing. It was four, what we call them, four teenagers, because that's what they were. The four teens is kind of the way the trade is known in Chicago. Darvish for the four teens. It wasn't like, you know, triple-A ready guys. And then they got rid of Schwarber, DFA'd him after 2020, just completely ripped apart that team. Now, they may have peaked, but they gave away guys 50 cents on the dollar, and in Schwarber's case, 0 cents on the dollar since he was DFA'd. And then he comes back, hits 46 home runs last year. You've seen the stat. He's hit a home run in every meaningful playoff series imaginable, AL and NL, and now he's done it in the WBC championship. And now without the shift, you know, people are telling me they think he could be a 270 hitter. I don't know if he'll jump that high, but I think he's a 250, 40 home run guy, and who wouldn't want that in this day and age?
Yu Darvish, he had a home run against Yu Darvish in the championship series last year that went 488 feet. And that at-bat last night, Jesse, was classic. It had finally wound up in a bomb of a home run to bring USA to within 3-2. Ultimately, when you look at it, Team USA, you know, situational baseball, runners in scoring position, didn't perform well. But the lineup from top to bottom is just so loaded. You know, some great players are not even getting at-bats like Pete Alonso. But I know the commissioner, Rob Manfred, was talking to the members of the media yesterday, and he was talking about wanting more star pitchers in the 2026 World Baseball Classic. But how do you do that? Insurance policies, Clayton Kershaw tried to get insured to go pitch for Team USA, couldn't get it done. How do they bring the best arms from USA into the 26 Classic?
I think it's peer pressure. And it started this year, and I think it's going to just grow. Players just simply have to decide to do it, and they have to stop listening to their agents. Now, I'm not saying they should do something foolish, but think about it. I don't recall one – now, we'll see in the coming weeks, but I don't recall one pitching injury throughout this tournament, at least not Team USA. Like, nobody went down because they threw too many pitches, right? There are safeguards in place. There are guardrails put up during the WBC. There are pitch limits that extend each round, right? And certainly I think Mark DeRosa, for example, was very cognizant of being careful with his pitchers, especially early on. Maybe – you know, last night may have been different. If he had to go 90 pitches with Merrill Kelly, he could have, but he didn't need to. So, or he didn't choose to. So I just think that over time, as other players see how exciting this is, they're going to choose to play. Like, I'm in Chicago. The guy that finished second in Cy Young in the American League, Dylan Cease, plays for the White Sox. There is no reason he was not on Team USA this year. I sort of get Verlander and Scherzer. They're a little bit older. I get it. Verlander, especially coming off the World Series. But Dylan Cease is in his prime, and Scott Boras was in his ear. You don't want to play. You're going through arbitration. You don't have a long-term contract. And you know what? I think that the risk is worth the reward. Every single other player that joined up agreed to that risk, including Edwin Diaz, including Freddie Freeman, guys that got hurt. So I think it's simple peer pressure. And I do think you'll see a better staff of pitchers next time around because they saw how much fun these guys had.
Well said. And Logan Webb's in the same boat. I mean, he originally had signed up with the Giants, but he wants to get a deal done. He's a young guy in the prime of his career, so he didn't go over either. So, yeah, that was the only if you look at that team, I mean, the lineup was great, but they certainly needed more pitching. Let me go back to the game now because you retweeted this on your feed at Jesse Rogers ESPN. Jeff Passan wrote a piece today, and we heard yesterday maybe they would tweak some things as far as the clock, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be anything major. In other words, it's not going to go from 15 to 20. In your opinion, is that the right call?
I'm reluctantly going to say yes. I mean, at the beginning of spring and as I watch games, I loved it, but I get that they feel a little rushed still, and we're only in spring training. You know, just wait till the games count and then wait till they really count in October, where, of course, they're going to continue with the clock as is. Here's the point. The league has really taken a rip the Band-Aid off approach to this thing. They're just going hardcore right from the get-go because they think in short order it's going to feel normal. But they can't be positive about that because the minors is not the majors and spring training is not October. Like, you can't translate everything to regular season or playoff Major League Baseball. So I think they're crossing their fingers. It won't be a rush to come May or June. You know, they could have tweaked it with a second or two here or there. They just have decided to pull it off and let's just even fast forward a year, 2 years, whatever it is, when the old guard starts to retire and these new guys, you know, start at single A with these new rules, it's going to feel normal. It's just a matter of when. And do we go through a really rough first year of this or just a really rough first month? So that's kind of their attitude. I get the strategy, but I also understand players' complaints. Like, it's really about just moving this thing along. And if you added a second or two, it would still feel like it's moving along, but they've decided not to do that.
Great stuff, Jesse. I know we'll talk to you throughout the season, but we always appreciate your work and your time. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
You got it. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
At Jesse Rogers, ESPN, so they are going to keep the clock at the 15.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.